You're with SBS Radio.
Hello, I am Henry Roth. I was born in Sydney, Australia. I have the pleasure of sitting in front of you, Nitsa, for this interview.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here at SBS, and you've got a lot to say because we've been talking now, before we even started the interview, for 20 minutes, and we can talk for another 20 hours, and we have to put everything in 8 minutes. So start straight away with your book that you brought me, a book that your mom, Anita Weinreich, written. The name of the book is The Right Time to Speak. Can you please tell us about the book? Obviously, it tells the history of your family as well.
Indeed. Well, it's an honor to represent my family and speak about this extraordinary book, The Right Time to Speak. And basically, my mother had never spoken about the Holocaust. My parents are Holocaust survivors. I'm a first generation. Never spoke about it. And about 4 years or 5 years ago, she survived the ICU. And she had a Palestinian doctor, it's all in the book, Dr. Shahabi. And she promised herself, during the time when she had an intubation, you can't speak at all, she promised herself if she survived and she was able to speak again, it was the irony of it, she certainly wasn't able to speak during the Holocaust, scared to speak after, she was going to start speaking and write her book.
Tell us about a story, because it's quite extraordinary that you grew up and you knew nothing about your parents' past. And I think this is actually more traumatizing for a second generation of Holocaust survivors that know the parents went through some horrors in those days and they didn't know the story. And when the story comes out, it's actually, I think, a relief for the second generation to find out exactly what happened with the parents and the grandparents. So tell us your story.
I think the truth of the matter is that we did have an inkling of some of the atrocities. We were also always brought up, and I never realized to what extent, to be fueled by the fact that the whole of the human race is equal. And then as it sort of progressed, we got to hear a little bit more. But it was actually the moment when my parents actually took the Schindler's List movie, and my grandfather was number 41. My sisters were in New York. I wasn't there. And I get a call from my sisters crying, and I'm, what's going on? Do you know the history of our family, the real history? And I'm like, no. And they started telling me how our grandfather was on Schindler's List and how, you know, my grandmother had 19 brothers and sisters that perished, and that my mother and 5 other children were saved by my grandmother during the war. And all of a sudden it was like I looked at my parents and I wasn't sure exactly that I knew them with the depth that we now know them. And when I actually opened up the book, I couldn't put it down for 48 hours. And may I say, most people that read the book, and it's through Amazon and the Jewish Museum, I couldn't sleep for 48 hours.
I looked through the book. I must say I haven't read it, but I looked at the pictures and I was really captured. I mean, it's amazing. Tell us about the story. First of all, your grandfather was on Schindler's List and your grandmother managed to save your mum and 5 other children. She saved 6 children during the Holocaust. When you're talking about Schindler's List, that was the Plaszow ghetto. How did she do it? What happened?
I think the bottom line is that the most interesting thing is that my grandmother, who saved the 6 children, was a lady of leisure. They were the most wealthy family in Krakow. They had, my mother still remembers, she was 9 when the war broke out, the phone number they had, the first car that they had, the first fridge that they had. My grandmother was a woman of leisure. She somehow understood and was brave enough to face death and defeat it. And she was always extremely positive till today. And what happened was, and she's not with us, basically, you cannot lead life with hatred. The message that was brought all the way through, it's an odyssey that's in the book. It's an extraordinary lesson of life, which is really what my mother wants to pass
on. So how did she save 6 children during the Holocaust, your grandmother? She comes from such a wealthy background. She probably wasn't a hard worker when she grew up.
And yeah, it didn't work at all.
So how did you manage to run around and hide in Krakow with 6 children?
What my father explained to me is this. If you actually entertained for one moment the fear that was actually around you, those were the first Jewish people to die. They either committed suicide. You couldn't think for a moment negatively. Can you imagine they were being pursued by the Nazis? They never even spoke about it.
But what's the story? Did they hide? What did they do?
That's exactly right. So what happened was my grandmother had papers falsified as Christians. So they actually survived the war as Christians. What happened was, and what's really will stay with me for the rest of my life, is half those kids looked Aryan. So the first lot of children that my grandmother got passport, falsified papers and smuggled them out of the ghetto were the ones that looked like they were German. Now, my mother does not look German. She doesn't look Aryan. And she and two others had to stay behind because my grandmother didn't want to take the risk of all of them going. She managed to smuggle them out. And the whole story is about how they went from country to country to country. As Christians, my mother till today says to me that she knows all the Christian carols better almost than she knew what it was to be a Jew. And just pure and absolute courage, the determination of the will to live.
Courage and good luck, let me tell you,
mazal.
Because a lot of people had courage they were trying to fight and they did not survive. What happened to your grandfather? Did he work at Plaszow Ghetto?
He did, and he was actually, they were split. They didn't know who, what it was like afterwards. You'd put your name up on the Red Cross and pray that those people were alive or not alive. He survived. But he also worked in the ammunition area where they were creating bombs, and he had the stuff that they used to make the bombs, which is cancer-causing. So they survived it. They all went to Eretz Yisrael. They then came and they emigrated to Australia, but at a very, very young age. My mother was pregnant with my second sister, Michelle, and he was desperately ill. He was dying from cancer. And, all these things traumatize you. But then I think to myself, yes, a second generation or first generation, which I am after the war, traumatized. But how can you compare the trauma to what those people went? I'm going to be really honest with you here. I don't think I would ever have that gumption to survive, Nitzer.
We never know. You never faced that sort of situation.
No.
And, I believe they lived in Israel for a while before they came to Australia.
My mother actually worked in the first IBM office in Israel. The size of a computer and all the computerization was the size basically of a four-story building, right? She had the honor and privilege of living around, or my whole family there, around the corner from Ben-Gurion, and saw him declare the state of Israel. And then there was an opportunity for her brothers to come to Australia and extend their medical degree. And my mother came to visit, literally to visit, and meets my father walking up one way, they were walking the other way on the staircase in Edgecliff, where he was delivering her mattress because he was working in a mattress company and worked his way all the way up to being one of Australia's number one leading bridal companies. And they fell in love on the stairs. He never even had to propose, and they're happily married 65 years later.
We are talking to Henry Roth, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitzer Lowenstein. Henry, before we go, I must say that I was very impressed with your passion to your Judaism. You're proud of your Jewish identity, and you're very, very proud of your parents and grandparents and your heritage. Thank you so much for coming to SBS.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.